You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. Music from trombonist Israel Butler from his album Congo Lament. That was the title track, with Doug Lawrence on the tenor, Dave Loeb on the piano, Steve Flora on bass, and Bob Chimmel on drums. New album before that from Seattle-based composer and vocalist Kelsey Mines, off of the album Everything Sacred, Nothing Serious. That was the title track, and that group sees her working with flautist Elsa Nilsson, trombonist Bessera Teves, pianist John Hansen, guitarist Danilo Silva, and drummer Makaro Majiga. Music out of the west coast of Canada before that, a solo album from guitarist Bill Kuhn. From the album Standard Elegance, we heard And I Love Her. And the set started with music from New York City-based Korean composer and conductor Rin Seo. From the album City Suite, we heard City Suite Part 1, The Big Apple, a track featuring pianist Adam Birnbaum. Thank you.
Il était toujours en retard, se tenait souvent à l'écart.
Croyait défier le hasard en trinquant son verre accoudé au bar. Cœur solitaire, cherche jeune fille, un peu timide et malhabile. Cœur solitaire, cherche demoiselle, au nez mignon, pourquoi pas belle. Elle vivait dans un 1,5, coin du Lutérus Saint-Denis. Pratiquait son astronomie en changeant d'univers au creux de son lit. Cœur solitaire, cherche un garçon, un peu rebelle et fanfaron. Cœur solitaire, cherche compagnon, aventurier, mais pas trop con.
This is Bird Note.
Hummingbirds have been revered as symbols of beauty, freedom, and life for thousands of years. In ancient Mexico, Mayan rulers adorned elaborate headdresses with their image. For the Aztecs, hummingbirds embodied the power of the god Huitzilopochtli. But over the last several centuries, hummingbirds became victims of a grim ritual: love spells. Today, some brujos, who practice an eclectic kind of witchcraft, claim that carrying a hummingbird close to your heart can make someone fall in love with you. The hummingbirds are illegally trapped, killed, wrapped in red cloth with herbs, and sold as amulets called chuparosa charms. With a promise of eternal devotion, the chuparosa charms are marketed to superstitious buyers in Mexico and the United States, where they are smuggled for sale on the black market. Poaching for love spells puts additional pressure on hummingbird species already struggling because of habitat loss and climate change, and authorities are cracking down. Possessing, selling, or killing a hummingbird for these rituals can lead to prison time and heavy fines. Contrary to deadly superstitions, a hummingbird's true magic is in the flash of wings, the glint of feathers, the impossible flight. Because once you experience a hummingbird's beauty in real life, it's hard not to fall in love with them. For Bird Note, I'm Shaky Espejo.